Welcome to the I Self-Reflect podcast, where together we'll work to achieve self-love, self-growth, and self-reflection.
I want you to be your own guru. I want you to realize how powerful you really are, because I believe what we say to ourselves is of great importance, and our mind is our greatest asset.
Now, here's your host, Laureano Mercado.
Hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Thank you for listening. So let's get started. To continue the segment of messages to myself, today would be the perspective of my future self talking to my present self. As you say the title of this podcast, I Self-Reflect, you'll always enable yourself to go on this journey with me while doing your own self-reflecting and own self-awareness. Get outside of your own comfort zone and keep an open mind. Visualize and let the journey begin. So, from my future self to my present self, let's begin. Hello, Laureano. If I had to tell you three things to always remember, which you already know, trust me, I was there, is to 1, save your money. 2, take care of your body. Work out and eat healthy. And 3, take care of your mind. Read books, learn, gain knowledge, meditate. The world is filled with lots of hopes and wishes. What you do today will impact your tomorrow. I know you want to be successful in everything that you do and gain all the 4 pillars to life: health, wealth, love, and happiness. Don't be too hard on yourself, but remain focused. Never fear of what might be next and looking to the future of the unknown. There are so many ripples that would take you from place to place up into the end of your human life. Bask in those ripples and feel free to create your own ripples. You never want to say, what if? You know, the universe has a funny way of working with you and for you. I know when things start getting rough for you, you have feelings such as anxiety, loss of focus, sometimes sadness. I'm here to tell you and remind you, quote, this too shall pass. I know alcohol has helped to blind these energies out of the way, but all this really does is put a temporary band-aid on things. And as we both know from the past, alcohol hasn't brought a whole lot of positivity or prosperity to you. Let me remind you and tell you to do these things instead. First, realize that it is not the end of the world. And if you need to take a day or a week or a month off from everything else, please do so. Things will still be there when you get back. And also, keep practicing meditation. Here's a beautiful quote I found. You can't see or touch stress, but you can feel its effect on your mind and body. In the short term, stress quickens your heart rate and breathing increases your blood pressure. When you're consciously under stress, your adrenaline glands overproduce the hormone cortisol. Overexposure to this hormone can affect the functions of your brain, immune systems, and other organs. So you know the science is there and on your side to work with you. Keep practicing meditation during these times to reduce the stress and the overthinking that might occur. And to also clear those unfocused times where your mind is kind of scattered and you don't know what to do, just sit and relax. Remember, you got this. Remember to always be patient. I'm talking to yourself in the year of 2021, and I want your key word to be for the whole year is patience. With yourself and with life. The future has all the love and abundance you seek, and the future is just right around the corner. Remember, you are loved, you are amazing, and you are enough. You survived one of the biggest shakeups in the world, 2020. Just know that you can survive anything. You're an eternal being, here to spread love and help the world. Your mirror image t-shirts will take effect as well. The world is growing to higher consciousness and becoming more self-aware. And P.S., people love them. You would travel to see places and experience more than you thought. It's all magical and awe-inspiring. You love to still smile, and you still love to love unconditionally. But in your heart, you already knew that, and I didn't have to tell you. And with all that, I will see you soon, my friend. Stay persistent. Stay patient. Keep getting your smiles and laughter in. I love you. Well, folks, I hope you're able to gain some perspective and some value for today's episode. Your future is determined by your today, your tomorrow, your week, your year. Live the life you want today. There will come a point when you'll look back into your life and see it all. Do that now so your future self will thank you. Picture this, okay? Right now, that you're 80 to 90 years old, right this second. Now picture a scenery of where you're at. Let's say it's a bright sunny morning. You're on the front porch of your house. You're on a rocking chair feeling blissful. You see the acreage of land in front of you, your beautiful yard. It's a relaxing, calming experience. You take a deep breath and you start to self-reflect on the past. Now, is there anything that might make you wish that you would have done differently? Could have seen, would have said, would have loved? Well, here's your second chance to those wishes. You're now. This very present moment. Reflect on this and live your best life so that when you're in that blissful state in the future, you'll remember this moment in time. You might smile and say, fuck yeah. I'm going to leave you with my favorite quote by Wayne Dyer. And his last name is spelled D-Y-E-R. Quote, you create your thoughts. Your thoughts create your intentions. Your intentions create your reality. Just let that seep in for a little bit and repeat that back to yourself. Well, my beautiful people, I love you. And thank you for listening today on the I Self Reflect podcast. One love. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the I Self Reflect podcast. Subscribe and tune in next time to continue your journey to self-love, growth, and reflection. Make sure you follow us on all social channels at I Self Reflect. And check out our shop at iselfreflect.com. That's iselfreflect.com. Until next time, keep spreading the love.